From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sondricker reading Left Behind by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now let's begin with Left Behind. Chapter 1. Rayford Steele's mind was on a woman he had never touched. With his fully loaded 747 on autopilot above the Atlantic en route to a 6 a.m. landing at Heathrow, Rayford had pushed from his mind thoughts of his family. Over spring break, he would spend time with his wife and 12-year-old son. Their daughter would be home from college, too. But for now, with his first officer dozing, Rayford imagined Hattie Durham's smile and looked forward to their next meeting. Hattie was Rayford's senior flight attendant. He hadn't seen her in more than an hour. Rayford used to look forward to getting home to his wife. Irene was attractive and vivacious enough, even at 40. But lately he had found himself repelled by her obsession with religion. It was all she could talk about. God was okay with Rayford Steele. Rayford even enjoyed church occasionally. But since Irene had hooked up with a smaller congregation and was into weekly Bible studies and church every Sunday, Rayford had become uncomfortable. Hers was not a church where people gave you the benefit of the doubt, assumed the best about you, and let you be. People there had actually asked him to his face what God was doing in his life. "Blessing my socks off," had become the smiling response that seemed to satisfy them. But he found more and more excuses to be busy on Sundays. Rayford tried to tell himself it was his wife's devotion to a divine suitor that caused his mind to wander. But he knew the real reason was his own libido. Besides, had he...